Stay tuned now for the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
Hi, this is Jennifer Lancer, and this is the Chamber Show. We are here every second and fourth Monday of the month on 1460 on your AM dial or worldwide on WVOX.com. The Chamber Show reviews everything going on at the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce. I'm the executive director there. And today on our show, we are featuring a member of the Chamber, which we do on every show. So if you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce and you want to be on the show, just call us at 914-632-5700. Today's guest is a special guest. His name is Justin Sherman. And for all you baseball aficionados out there, you're going to want to hear what he has to say. So if you'd like to call in, you have any questions, the number here is 914-636-0110. I want to welcome you, Justin, to the WVOX Chamber Show. How are you?
I'm great, Jennifer. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on. You do a phenomenal job with the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh,
really do. You're a great representative for the Chamber. Really are.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. And you're a relatively new member. I think you've almost been a member for about a year, and you're trying to get to learn the benefits that we have, which there are many. And I think part of the challenge of being a member of the Chamber of Commerce is you really have to get to know what you can utilize to enhance your business. And you're getting to know that, and this show is one of the ways. So we're happy to have you. So tell us a little about your background. Like, why are you coaching baseball?
Great question. So again, I'm repeating myself. Thank you again. So growing up, I was a huge baseball fan. Still am, obviously, a big baseball fan. I played New Rochelle Little League.
Can I ask you who your favorite team is?
I am a Met fan.
Met fan. My husband's a Met fan.
Tough,
I'm a Yankee
tough
fan.
Tough season. So, no, I grew up playing Little League, like a lot of young kids, playing New Rochelle Little League, YBNR, Youth Baseball of New Rochelle, which is a great league, both great leagues. And fortunately, I got to high school, and I got to a point where I was okay. I was a decent ball player. I tried out for my junior varsity baseball team. I played freshman baseball. I barely made my varsity baseball team, but before that, I got cut from my junior varsity baseball team, which was a big devastating blow in my mind as a 10th grader.
That was the end
of the world.
School was that? Did you mention?
New Rochelle High School.
Oh,
I grew up in
High
New Rochelle.
Okay.
And I just said to myself, you know what? I'm going to go up to the junior varsity baseball coach and ask him, what can I do to improve?
Mm-hmm.
So I went up to him in the parking lot.
Which is very, very progressive for a 10th grader.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't even think about it. I was like, I'm going to ask him.
Good, good.
So the JV coach actually looked at me like he thought I was going to like hit him or something, like he was scared. And I said, no, I just want to know, what can I do to make the varsity baseball team? Because I love playing. Fast forward, I tried out for my varsity baseball team. I made it after getting cut from JV.
Wow.
And
talking about overcoming obstacles.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was the type of ball player, just a hard worker, scrapper, passionate, would do anything for the team. And I ended up finishing my baseball career at Purchase College, where I was the captain, and I also was the assistant baseball coach there for a couple of years. So I really got into coaching. I don't know if I'm fast forwarding here, but I got into coaching for those types of players and kids that are maybe not the best that are going to be a professional, because that was the kind of player I was, that just was a hard worker and was passionate and needed the mentorship.
Okay.
So I look at myself as a mentor, and that's really the main reason why I got into it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Congratulations for making that a success story. And now, how did you start your business, though?
So I, after numerous injuries, unfortunately, in Purchase College, after playing, I had to make money, like we all have to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So just I wonder
if there's some kind of statistic of how many little boys wind up, you know, having to give up their dreams of being a major league baseball player.
Oh,
right?
I mean, for sure.
It's an interesting thing. I mean, not to cut you off, but I'm reading a book to my son because, of course, I'm trying to make him a Yankee fan. And it's about Derek Jeter.
Right.
And Derek Jeter is a prime example of what you're talking about. He wasn't the best player in, you know, when he was growing up, but he was consistent. And he tried hard, right? So this is an example of what you're talking about, is that don't give up. Keep trying. Get a coach for your kid. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yep.
So,
and really the big thing is, it's really the reason why I got into coaching, it's bigger than baseball. And as corny as that sounds, it is bigger than baseball. that's just the vehicle. Baseball is just the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's about life lessons, perseverance. I mean, me making that varsity team was not necessarily a baseball story. It was never give up. And that's something I want to teach kids all the time and be that role model.
That's great.
You never know. Not necessarily going to be a major leaguer. Most kids are not going to be. I say this to parents all the time. Most kids are not going to be major leaguers. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great to push for that, but it's about the pursuit of your potential. And if I can help you do that, that's phenomenal.
Wow, that's great. So tell us now. So how did you get into this business?
So, again, I was trying to make some money. I've always had the entrepreneurial bug. We can get into that later. But I'm like, oh, let me, you know what? I love teaching kids. I just started teaching kids in my neighborhood for free. I just was like, I love helping kids. So,
And you must have been good at it. People must have come to you and said, that guy, Justin, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. So I taught one of my neighbors and I went to his game. And basically the parent of this child said, oh, this is his hitting coach. I didn't even consider myself like a professional hitting coach. I just wanted to help the kid. And just by going to kids' games, handing out flyers and building it and growing it, I started with one kid in a backyard to probably about 150 kids in my database as a coach. So, it's really just, again, perseverance, hard work, and just passion. And it turned into a full-on business in New Rochelle. I'm very involved with all the little leagues in New Rochelle. We could go into that a little bit later, but it turned into a full-on business.
So what made you go into entrepreneurship? I mean, is this something that is inside of you? Or, did you have that in your life? Do you have a family member that's an entrepreneur?
Well, it started when I was 4 years old selling painted rocks on the beach.
That's great. I love it.
I would sell rocks on the beach in Montauk on vacation. Mm-hmm. I would paint them and then I would just sell them. And the best feeling in the world was making
$20. Right.
And I bought a little toy horse and I was like, wow, this is a really cool feeling. It's not necessarily putting, you know, how much money. It was mm-hmm. the pursuit of having
creating
a product,
something
creating
too.
Something and
yeah.
being like, wow, I made money from this.
Right,
and I create,
right.
I want to help people and provide a service. So,
mm-hmm.
And then fast forward to 13 years old, going to all the bar and bar mitzvahs in the area. As I'm sure you can attest to, all the bar and bar mitzvahs. My buddy and I, who's now a professional golfer, we're like, you know, this DJ thing is pretty cool. We should start like a DJ business. So we bought a little boombox from our parents.
Mm-hmm.
They bought us a professional system after a boombox. And we just started doing parties in the city. We were 14, 15 years old doing parties in Manhattan. It was like hysterical, but again, it turned into a business. So
your first business was the rocks, and then you went to a DJ, and now you are coaching baseball. And his business is Just in Time Baseball, correct?
Correct.
And if you'd like to speak to him and you have a question about, you know, baseball coaching or anything like that, call 914-636-0110. But I want to move on. So tell me, Justin, who are your mentors? What made you strive to be who you are?
So the easy answer to me or my parents, they've been phenomenal. And both entrepreneurs as well, talking about, you know, how I got into entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. They're always talking to me about how can that be a business? How can you improve that service? So my parents are huge mentors. My father and I talk constantly. He actually used to own a pharmacy in New Rochelle. Very, very, very popular pharmacy back in the 80s by Stevenson Boulevard. He's a great entrepreneur, great mentor, a guy by the name of Eric Holtz. Okay. He's the head coach of the Israel baseball team right now. He's actually out in, Germany playing. He was my college coach and he runs a great business, in Ellensford. And also I'd say Brandon Steiner as well. Another guy, Steiner Sports.
Right?
I know you've
mm-hmm.
heard that name.
Yes, of course.
So a lot of people. And then another one of my mentors, most of my mentors, I read a lot of books as crazy as that sounds.
You know, this is an interesting thing because if any of your
students
are listening, it's nice to know that you're not only playing baseball, but you're encouraging reading because this is very important because it's not only important for you to go out and be athletic, but as I tell my son all the time, reading is so important. So I'm glad to hear you say that. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
So books are a big part of your self-help
development. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I read a book a week easily.
Oh, wow. That's
Definitely.
Great. So now, where did you, you went to high school in New Rochelle High School.
Correct.
Right? And now, what teams do you coach? Do you specify, like, do you exclusively work with certain teams, or do you work with all teams?
So part of my service, mm-hmm. as we're talking on the Chamber of Commerce show, the service, mm-hmm. is I coach a travel team in Ellensburg by the name of the Game On Fury.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Game On Fury.
They're your team.
That's a team I coach for Eric Colts.
Okay.
But another part of my service is I go to different towns. Personally, and I will run your practice with the parent coaches. So, you know, going into the business side of it, a big niche is God bless all these parent coaches.
Right.
They get out of work at 5 o'clock. Their tie's half undone and they just want to be with their kids and coach their team. But, you know, God bless them. A lot of them need some help. They need a hand. So I created part of my service is going to their practices and helping them run their practice.
Wow, that's incredible.
So I don't just touch one team. I'm involved with many teams all over Westchester. So that's, you know.
It's interesting you say that. I coached my son's team 3 years ago. To have this kind of service, being a parent coach that you can call on you, Justin Sherman, and give your phone number out right now, because if somebody's listening, maybe they want.
My number is 914-420-8418. I'd love to talk to anybody.
Say it again.
914-420-8418.
Great.
Give me a call.
Yeah. So it would be great to, like, somebody who is volunteering, who feels like, you know what? I could use an extra hand, because that's the way we held my, did it together with my husband. And sometimes it was just like, I just don't know how to get this kid over the hump, you know? And so do you have an age that you work with, or do you work with all ages?
I have no age limit.
No age limit.
You're going to laugh. I have 4-year-old students.
Mm-hmm.
I got a call about a year ago, very nice gentleman. And he's like, oh, telling me about this swing. And he didn't really specify who it was. He's telling me all about this kid's swing, or at least I thought this kid's swing. And he goes, yeah, so I'm looking for a lesson. I'm like, oh, so how old's your son? No, for me, 60 years old, actually
right,
55
right.
years old. And so I work from ages 4 to 100. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, whoever wants to improve their game. There's a bunch of guys that have the you know, the teams that they play for. Do you also coach softball?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so this is something. So maybe you just want to work on something, a swing or something like that. This is a great outlet. So now tell us now, how do you brush up on your skills? What do you do for that?
So, you know, talking business, I always say to myself, like, I try to be a sponge. Like, I don't know everything. So I'm always learning. I always act as if I'm just got into coaching and mm-hmm. I'm trying to pick up every little nugget possible.
Okay.
So I talk to multiple coaches. I read just anything I could do. I really see a lot of face-to-face coaches.
Okay. So we're going to be right back. We're going to talk more about baseball and coaching and some of the things coming up at the Chamber of Commerce. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Take to the airwaves with us every day at Westchester's only remaining local community station, 1460 on your AM dial, or streaming live right now at WVOX.com. Better yet, download the WVOX app and take us with you wherever you go.
1460 WVOX.
Let's return to the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
Hi, this is Jennifer Lancer, and this is the Chamber Show. We're here every second and fourth Monday of the month, 1460 on your AM dial and worldwide, WVOX.com. Today, for the Chamber Show, we have on our show Justin Sherman, and he's with Justin Time Baseball. And he is a coach that not only coaches the kids and up to adults, but he also coaches the parents who are coaching the kids. So this is a very interesting phenomenon that I bet people didn't even think of, that it's an opportunity for them that they can utilize him as a plethora of knowledge to, you know, to coach, to show you tools that you can use in your coaching abilities. So this is just a great thing. So, you know what? So tell us, what events have you done? 'Cause we left off. I wanted to talk more about that.
So yeah, last year I had the idea after working with multiple teams in Westchester, I said, you know what? I really think this should be bigger. There should be a bigger, you know, event. I just had this idea in my head, like a big, like a conference. It was all in my head. And I said, you know what? I'm going to put on a coach's clinic for all parents in Westchester. I think it's a huge need. And it's actually been attempted before. And unfortunately, some of them were duds. I've been to some of them, and some of them were just absolute duds. And, you know, talking business terms, I really think one of the reasons why it was because it was free, actually.
Okay.
So I charged for this event that I thought of. I just held a coaches clinic in March. It was an idea. I said, I'm going to get all the coaches from Westchester. And I ended up getting Eastchester Little League, New Rochelle Little League, Pelham, Largemont, Scarsdale. I had over 65 coaches with just an idea. And I charged for it, and a lot of the fees went directly to the New Rochelle High School baseball team as a fundraiser. Alongside me in this event was the head coach in the New Rochelle baseball team, head coach Peter Annunziata.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically ran the parents through a practice on what it should look like, things to talk about, what skills to work on. Not necessarily the mechanics of baseball, but more like, okay, we work on this. Why? Why are we working on this? What are we trying to accomplish?
So these were parent coaches or parents of the children who were playing ball?
These were parent coaches.
Parent coaches.
These are all parent coaches. I got all of Eastchester, New Rochelle, Largemont, Scarsdale. It turned into a tremendous, it really was a booming success.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
I mean, I never even, it's blowing my mind. I didn't think of that, teaching the coaches. What a great idea.
Thank you.
A lot of people are volunteering and, you know, they're, even if they've coached in the past, like I had coached in the past, I didn't have any instruction on how to do that. I just used my skills.
Sure.
Tried to help the girls. At the time it was girls. And then, you know, and I moved on. So to think that there's somebody that can have that is fabulous. So what's next for you, Justin? What is next?
Sky's the limit. Sky's the limit.
Okay.
I would say that to anybody. But I'm always thinking, I'm always...
I see that you're wearing a Manhattanville shirt. So what is it with Manhattanville? Do you go there? Are you coaching there?
Okay. I'm currently on top of my two other companies. I just wanted to add more to my schedule. So I'm getting my master's in physical education in Manhattanville.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a phenomenal school, and it's great for, you know, my future career endeavors and hopefully maybe even be in a school system while running the two businesses.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was getting my master's when I was in school, I felt that I could bring those tools to my current job.
For sure.
So are you feeling it's helping you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, completely.
Oh, yeah. Besides the education, I'm sure you can attest to this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people you're meeting. You know, you're seeing that professor, you're building that. It's all about connections.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I know that's like, you know, a corny
so
thing.
So your plan with that is you're going to move on and be a phys ed teacher,
yeah.
Possibly?
Or if this continues to morph into something, who knows? Maybe do both. Maybe this takes on. I mean, I hopefully want to be on a rocket ship, knock on wood. And, you know, I just want to keep the rocket ship going.
So for anybody who's listening, what services do you provide?
So I provide one-on-one lessons. I'm continuing to scale my business. I'm actually looking for instructors. So if you know of anyone, if you're interested,
so you're hiring?
Give me a call. I am hiring.
What kind of qualifications do you need to work with you?
So I've actually gotten many contacts about, you know, this kind of thing, about being a worker, employee, coach. And for me, yes, it's important to play baseball, but you have to be great with kids.
Okay.
You have to love being with kids. If you don't love being with kids, you're not going to last.
Mm-hmm,
you're going to burn out.
I can see that.
You're not.
Mm-hmm.
So I know some kids that are phenomenal baseball players that are not necessarily the best coaches and vice versa. Weren't the best ball players, but great coaches. So I'm looking for someone who's energetic, passionate, and enjoys kids, being with kids.
Okay. So tell us, like, from that, what is your business philosophy overall?
Business philosophy is perseverance, hard work. I know those are, like, general statements, but really I focus on the fundamentals. I really stress being exceptional at the basics as well as perseverance and hard work. When you're with me in a session or one of my coaches, it's like no games. We're all business. All business.
What are the basics? Give me an example.
Well, I mean, as far as if you want to talk mechanics, it would be like the batting stance, the swing, the follow through, the step as a hitter, fielding, throwing. Just coaches want to beat around the bush as far as like the fancy stuff in baseball, but you talk about Derek Jeter. He was just exceptional at the basics. That's what made him a future Hall of Famer. He was exceptional at the basics. He wasn't fancy. He was exceptional at the basics. And that's what I try to preach. Be exceptional at the basics.
That's a great, simple, but great philosophy. I love that. So, Justin, I want to really thank you for being here
thank
on the
you.
Show.
This is awesome.
It was very informative. I have a son that's that I'm thinking, okay, my wheels are turning, that is in baseball, and he's just learning out and starting out. It was funny because he played a doubleheader this week. My husband was like, how'd you like playing so much baseball? That's a lot of baseball at once. He goes, Dad, I could play baseball 50 hours a day.
I love them.
No,
I love them
so
already.
It was great. So we're going to definitely... Why don't you give everybody out there your phone number one more time?
My cell phone number, which is my office, I guess you say office number, is 914-420-8418. And you can reach me at email, at my email at justinsherman13@gmail.com.
Great. So if you have a child or you're a parent of a child who loves baseball or wants to get better at baseball, give Justin a call. And you could just do one lesson at a time. Is that true? Or you do
group
a package?
Lessons,
group
everything.
Lessons,
everything.
Great.
Sky's the limit.
Great. So I just want to thank you for being on the show. This has been Jennifer Lancer with The Chamber Show.
Thank you.
And we look forward to you listening to our show next time. Have a great week.